Chapter 5. Signs of Anger. Well, I don't believe she did, because why would she be asking for her apron and little shawl and worrying about her fruit if she had? Said Mrs. Hale, sounding sure. Mr. Peters says... Mrs. Peters started to speak, but paused when she heard the men's loud footsteps in the room above. She stopped, looked up, and then continued in a lowered voice. Mr. Peters says it looks bad for her because Mr. Henderson is so sarcastic in court, and he's going to make fun of her saying she didn't wake up. For a moment, Mrs. Hale had no answer, but then she replied, Well, I guess John Wright didn't wake up either when they were slipping that rope under his neck. They think it was such a funny way to kill a man, such a strange way, breathed Mrs. Peters. She began to laugh, but at the sound of the laugh she stopped short. That's just what Mr. Hale said, too. There was a gun in the house, which is what he doesn't understand, said Mrs. Hale, trying her best to sound natural. Mr. Henderson said that what was needed for the case was a motive, something which shows anger or sudden feeling, said the sheriff's wife. Well, I don't see any signs of anger around here, said Mrs. Hale. I don't... She stopped. It was as if her mind tripped on something. Her eye was caught by a dish towel in the middle of the kitchen table, half of which was wiped clean, the other half messy. Her eyes made a slow, almost unwilling turn to the bucket of sugar and the half-empty bag beside it. Things begun, and not finished. After a moment, she stepped back and said, in that manner of releasing herself, "Wonder how they're finding things upstairs. I hope she had things a little more tidy up there. You know," she paused and, feeling angered, said, "It seems kind of sneaking, locking her up in town and then coming out here to get her own house to turn against her." "But, Mrs. Hale," said the sheriff's wife, "the law is the law." "I suppose it is," answered Mrs. Hale shortly. She turned to the stove, saying something about the fire not being much to be proud of. She worked with it a minute, and when she straightened up, she said angrily, "The law is the law, and a bad stove is a bad stove. How do you like to cook on this?" she asked, pointing with the poker to the broken lining. She opened the oven door to push the wood around inside, showing her bad opinion of the thing. But she was swept into her own thoughts, thinking of what it would mean, year after year, to have that oven to battle with. The thought of Minnie Foster trying to bake with it, and the thought of her never going over to see Minnie Foster. She was surprised from her thoughts by hearing Mrs. Peters say, "A person loses hope, and loses heart." The sheriff's wife had looked from the stove to the sink, and then to the bucket of water which had been carried in from outside. The two women stood there silent. Above them sounded the footsteps of the men who were looking for evidence against the woman who had worked in that kitchen. That look of seeing into things, of seeing through a thing to something else, was in the eyes of the sheriff's wife now. When Mrs. Hale next spoke to her, it was gently. "Better loosen up your things, Mrs. Peters, as we'll not feel the warmth of them when we go out." Mrs. Peters went to the back of the room to hang up the coat she was wearing. A moment later, she cried out, "Why, she was sewing a quilt!" and held up a large sewing basket piled high with quilt pieces. Mrs. Hale spread some of the blocks out on the table. "It's a real pretty log cabin pattern," she said, putting several of them together. They were so engaged with the quilt that they did not hear the men's footsteps on the stairs. Just as the stair door opened, Mrs. Hale was saying, "Do you suppose she was going to quilt it, or just knot it?" The sheriff threw up his hands. "They wonder whether she was going to quilt it or just knot it." There was a laugh for the ways of women, a warming of hands over the stove, and then the county attorney said sharply, "Well, let's go right out to the barn and get that cleared up." "I don't see as there's anything so strange, or anything to laugh about, in our taking up time with little things while we're waiting for them to get the evidence," Mrs. Hale said, sounding cross, after the outside door had closed on the three men. "Of course they've got very important things on their minds," said the sheriff's wife, as if she wished to explain the way the men had spoken. They returned to an inspection of the blocks for the quilt. Martha Hale was looking at the fine, even sewing and was caught up with thoughts of the woman who had done that sewing when she heard the sheriff's wife say in a strange tone, "Why, look at this one." She turned to take the block held out to her. "The sewing," said Mrs. Peters in a troubled way. "All the rest of them have been so nice and even, but this one looks as if she didn't know what she was doing." Their eyes met. Something flashed to life and passed between them. Then, as if with an effort, they seemed to pull away from each other. Mrs. Hale sat for a moment with her hands folded over that sewing, which was so unlike all the rest, and then she pulled a knot and drew the threads. "What are you doing, Mrs. Hale?" asked Mrs. Peters, shocked. "Just pulling out a stitch or two that's not sewn very well," said Martha Hale mildly. "I don't think we ought to touch things," Mrs. Peters said helplessly. "I'll just finish up this end," answered Mrs. Hale, still in that mild, matter-of-fact fashion. She threaded a needle and started to replace the bad sewing with good, and sat sewing in silence for a little while. Then she heard Mrs. Peters' thin, scared voice ask, "Mrs. Hale, what do you suppose she was so nervous about?" "Oh, I don't know," said Mrs. Hale, as if dismissing a thing not important enough to spend much time on. "I don't know if she was nervous, since I also sew awfully strange sometimes when I'm just tired." She cut a thread, and out of the corner of her eye looked up at Mrs. Peters. The small, lean face of the sheriff's wife seemed to have tightened up. Her eyes had that look of seeing deeply into something. But then the next moment she moved and said in her thin voice, sounding unsure, "Well, I must get those clothes wrapped, as they may be through sooner than we think. I wonder where I could find a piece of paper and string." "In that cupboard, maybe," suggested Mrs. Hale, after a glance around. One piece of the crazy sewing remained. With Mrs. Peters' back turned, Martha Hale now looked over that piece very carefully and compared it with the delicate, accurate sewing of the other blocks. The difference was amazing, and holding this block made her feel strange, as if the distracted thoughts of the woman who had perhaps turned to it to try and quiet herself were communicating themselves to her. Mrs. Peters' voice made her look up. "There's a birdcage over here," she said. "Did she have a bird, Mrs. Hale?" "Why, I don't know whether she did or not, as I've not been here in so long." She turned to look at the cage Mrs. Peters was looking at and sighed. "There was a man around last year selling canaries cheap, but I don't know if she took one." "Maybe she did. She used to sing real pretty herself." Mrs. Peters looked around the kitchen. "Seems kind of funny to think of a bird here." She half laughed, an attempt to put up a barrier. "But she must have had one, or why would she have a cage? I wonder what happened to it." "I suppose maybe the cat got it," suggested Mrs. Hale, continuing with her sewing. "No, she didn't have a cat," said the sheriff's wife. "She was afraid of them. When they brought her to our house yesterday, my cat got in the room, and she was really upset and asked me to take it out." "My sister Bessie was like that," laughed Mrs. Hale. The sheriff's wife did not reply, and her silence made Mrs. Hale turn. She saw Mrs. Peters was examining the birdcage. "Look at this door," she said slowly. "It's broken. One hinge has been pulled apart." Mrs. Hale came nearer. "It looks like someone must have been rough with it." Again their eyes met, startled, questioning, worried. For a moment, neither spoke nor moved. Then Mrs. Hale, turning away, said quickly, "If they're going to find any evidence, I wish they'd hurry. I don't like this place."